The Better Body Image Conference aims to shape and redefine the concept of self and foster a positive body image by incorporating diverse definitions of beauty, cultivating positive speech around the body, and fostering self-compassion. There is a conference that's coming up right around the corner. Mark your calendar for March 11th. Co-founders of this conference in the house, of course, Bree Luganbill. Good morning to you, Bree.
Good morning.
Connie Flax, good morning to you as well.
Good morning.
All right. What do you do in your real job, Bree?
I am a photographer and co-owner of the People Picture Company. We've got 7 photographers on staff, and we do all sorts of things, including sponsoring this conference. So we're very excited.
Very nice. Connie, your day job is?
I dance with the Grand Rapids Ballet Company, and they are actually our fiscal sponsor for this conference, as we're not yet a nonprofit organization.
Yes. Is that a goal?
That is a goal of ours.
Yes.
Here we are, Better Body Image Conference. Let's do the specifics. March 11th, when and where?
It'll start at 11:30 a.m. Doors open. There'll be coffee and drinks for people. The keynote is Elena Rossini. We are flying her out from Italy, and she will be speaking about her film and experience with The Illusionists at noon.
Cool. Then there's some time to mingle after, and then we have 2 workshop sessions led by local leaders in the community and local businesses. The workshops are the only ticketed part, the only part of the conference you have to pay for. Mm-hmm. And they are $15 or 2 for $10. Mm-hmm. And you will take home some resources and knowledge from that. And then following the workshops, we have the showing of The Illusionists, Elena's movie, and a panel discussion with people in the community.
Awesome.
And all at Wealthy Street Theater.
Yeah. Great venue, that is. A great way to spend Sunday. Who do you need in your audience? And even maybe a better place to start is Better Body Image Conference. Why even go there?
So we are just very passionate about spreading this self-compassion with everyone. Because it's something that really affects everyone, women, children, men. This conference is for about 18 plus and some high schoolers if they're fairly mature. But we wanted to delve deeper into things besides eating disorders, although that is a part, because body image really affects everyone. We are also having Gold Coast doulas come to talk about pregnancy. As your body changes in pregnancy, how are you feeling? What do people say? Sometimes not nice things. And then also postpartum as well. But we'll also have people there that are talking about transgression of mainstream beauty, which we'll talk about different races and how they're going through things.
Do we have any numbers or research that shows that maybe we still or we have these body images that need to be better?
Well, Elena talks a lot about, in her movie, the westernized ideal of beauty. So there's one very specific ideal of beauty that you're supposed to be tall and thin and blonde and pretty according to how magazines and media portray it. And there's a lot of pressure that everyone puts on themselves to meet this ideal, which isn't feasible for everyone. And we all exist within bodies. So we all are living in relationship to that body that we're in. And that relationship needs to be approached in the way any relationship is approached, mm-hmm. and needs time spent on it and needs thought put towards it. And we wanted this conference to be a place to do some of that work with support with other people.
Is it still a highly female-dominated, issue with body image?
I would say so, with it being the awareness is mostly spoken by females. We are going to have a male on our panel as well, because I think there are also things that are affecting males as well that aren't as talked about as often. So we're very excited to be featuring that. But Elena's film that she's going to be showing also shows that this transgression of beauty is across all different continents. So she goes to India, she goes to Japan, and shows how that ideal beauty is shown all over and impacted not just locally but globally.
Will there be tools in case one wants to attend that is looking to, to develop a better body image?
So the workshops are a great place to start for that. You can choose the workshop that you're most interested in. and you'll leave with a resource packet or techniques that you learn in that workshop to really put into play. We also hope that you'll leave connected with people in the community who can really help you work on whatever aspect of body image you want to work on.
Yes. Let's talk a little bit, Connie. You, on behalf of Grand Rapids Ballet, you have to have a particular body, but there is stereotype that maybe it goes too far.
Yeah, so I have danced professionally now 7 years, and there's a very specific ideal that you're supposed to fit, and most dancers do struggle at some point feeling confident about their body because you're faced with it every day in the mirror. Yes. And I personally have had a big struggle with that, and have found a lot of resources and support online. But outside of maybe like a clinical diagnosis, it's hard to find that support in the community. Mm-hmm. So I felt really passionately about creating like a safe space where people can discuss that. And part of it's selfish, part of it's for me to have that space. But I wanted to share that with others.
Do you have a personal story at all?
Yes. So I was born with a syndrome so it has very, very extreme differences between the left side and the right side. We're all born with that, but mine was very extreme. So I went through lots of therapy when I was little, and just I think I had like an ex-boyfriend say, oh, symmetry is beauty, and, well, you're not symmetrical. And I go, wow, that really hurt me in high school. I want to be a connection and help for other people that might be going through similar things, whether it's extreme as a syndrome or just this is my daily body and I'm having a hard time accepting that this is me, but you should be able to love it and know that everyone has something different. And that's okay, so...
back to the conference itself, Better Body Image Conference, other sponsors you wanted to acknowledge or who else believes in this mission?
Our big partner is Spectrum Health. So they will be on the panel as well as our biggest donor. Then we also have Pine Rest as well. And then Timberland Knowles, who's based out of Illinois, which is like a Pine Rest, but just in Illinois. So those are some of our major sponsors, and we're very thankful for them. They'll be great resources. We also have Rachel Style, who is someone who struggled with the eating disorder during her athletic stint at Aquinas, and she'll be kind of doing a conference one-on-one with people. So
we have donations from Michigan Eating Disorders Association as well, and then there are a couple other smaller donors on our website.
Because that still is part of the anorexia, bulimia, correlation with the body image, that still is part of the issue?
Yes. Yep, that's still a big part of the issue, but we just wanted to also open it up to anyone else and help with prevention. How do we prevent someone from getting to that point?
What's one answer to that?
Oh, that's a good question. You are so good at this.
I would say one answer to that is solidarity, is not feeling so isolated and normalizing these struggles that we all have, mm-hmm. so you don't feel... like you are the only one dealing with this, like you're so alone in this. And that's a big part of the conference is feeling that support.
Right. Well, Better Body Image Conference, the inaugural presentation on March 11th. I imagine if it's success, as I'm sure it will be, this might be an annual event.
Yes, we would love that.
And you'd like to take this to a nonprofit status. Talk about that.
Yes. I'm not super familiar with the process of going nonprofit, but we're definitely not in this to make money off of it. We're in it to connect the community and try to provide resources. So we hope in years to come to take it to a nonprofit status and to keep all donations tax deductible.
Yes.
Good. Yep. What's the art to a good picture?
The art to a good picture.
And you're a photographer.
I think the art to a good picture is a connection with your subject, making them feel comfortable, making them feel like you are trying to really show who they are through that. And that would be my say.
When's your next showtime there?
Tonight.
Oh.
I'm leaving for South Bend in an hour and a half, and we're touring to Notre Dame. I'm performing Juliet in Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, my goodness. as well. Mm-hmm. Take care of your body today.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Details one more time for the Better Body Image Conference would be?
Details, I go to betterbodyimageconference.com, and then there's a tab that it says reserve your ticket, and you can click on different links to reserve whichever part of the conference you'd like to reserve. Keynote and the movie are completely free.
Great. March 11th, noon to 6, Wealthy Street Theater, and we appreciate both of you, co-founders Bree Luganbill and Connie Flax. Take care.